Okay, so have you ever, thought about running away?
To a luxury retreat. I mean, who hasn't, right?
Right.
It sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Yoga every morning and then spa treatments all afternoon.
Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly,
It
but
turns out that behind the scenes,
yes.
retreat leaders are dealing with a bunch of new challenges.
Yeah.
And there's this email that we found called Refocus Your Retreat that really lays it all out.
Okay.
And the best part is that it's actually based on a recent survey they did
Oh, wow.
of retreat leaders. So
Interest.
it's like we're getting this
Yeah.
insider information
Absolutely.
straight from the source.
I love that. So are you ready to see what's keeping these retreat leaders up at night
Yeah, let's do it.
and how we can turn those challenges into some serious advantages for ourselves?
I'm here for it.
Okay, let's dive in.
Let's go.
So this email, it starts off with this whole concept of aligning your retreat content with what they call transformational milestones,
Okay.
which I don't know about you, but I feel like that word transformation
Yes.
gets thrown around
All the time.
so much
Yeah.
in the retreat world.
Yeah. It's almost lost its meaning.
Yeah. So what does it even actually mean
Right.
for someone who's actually spending their hard-earned money to go on a retreat that's supposed to be
Right.
life-changing?
Yeah, what are they actually paying for when they sign up for transformation?
Exactly.
Well, I think it really comes down to understanding, like you said, the people that are coming, your target audience. What are their specific kind of desires and pain points? What are they hoping to get out of it? Are they looking for just a mindset shift? Or do they want practical tools that they can take home and implement?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's both. Like,
Yeah.
imagine if you were signing up for a retreat and it was specifically designed to help you combat burnout. Would you be satisfied with just a few days of relaxation?
No way.
Or would you want something more?
I would want to leave like a changed person.
Exactly. You want lasting change.
Yes.
And that's where I think this idea of transformational milestones comes in.
Okay, so how do you actually make that happen?
Like, how do you create a retreat that delivers that level
Yeah.
of deep change?
Well, the email talks about this idea of value and how do you actually prove the value of what you're offering?
Right, because we are talking about
Yeah.
not cheap retreats. These are
These are high ticket.
luxury
Yeah,
experiences.
you're investing in yourself.
So how do they demonstrate that value?
You have to make it tangible,
Right.
right? It's one thing to say, oh, you're going to come and have this amazing transformative experience, but how do you actually prove that?
Right.
So the email was talking about going above and beyond
Okay.
with pre-retreat prep materials.
Okay.
Maybe you've got personalized goal setting sessions before you even arrive.
I like that.
And then it's about extending that transformation beyond the retreat itself.
Okay.
Like imagine leaving a retreat and you've gone to this retreat to overcome some creative blocks that you've been having. And they send you home with a journal
Okay.
that's personalized
Yeah.
and it's got prompts and exercises in it that are specifically designed for you
Wow.
to help you keep those creative juices flowing,
That's amazing.
even
Oh.
after the retreat's over.
It's like you're giving people a roadmap
Exactly.
instead of just a little taste
It's not just a fleeting thing.
of the destination.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, so we've talked about creating that transformation, making it last, but none of that is going to really work unless the experience itself is
Engaging.
engaging, immersive,
Yeah.
and actually fun,
Yes,
right?
because people are coming to enjoy themselves too.
Exactly.
It can't all be deep work.
Right, it's got to be both.
Yeah, finding that sweet spot.
So how do they do that?
So the email talks about this idea of program gaps.
What does that mean?
It's like those awkward spaces in time where there's nothing really happening or it feels a little bit clunky moving from one thing to the next.
Okay.
They're encouraging retreat leaders to create a really seamless flow from the moment you arrive to the moment you leave.
I see.
So think like personalized touches right when you get there. Maybe there's a surprise excursion one day,
Okay.
or even just some really out of the box activities that just kind of shake things up and make it really memorable.
Okay, so what do you mean by out of the box?
Well, it depends on your audience, right?
Okay.
You need to know who you're speaking to,
Okay.
but it's about exceeding expectations,
Okay.
doing something that they would never expect.
So what? Give me an example.
I don't know, maybe like a playful escape room.
Oh, at a luxury retreat.
Yeah, why not?
I kind of love that. I
Right.
would never think of that.
And that's the point. You
Okay.
want to create an experience that's both luxurious but also memorable,
Yeah.
something that's going to stay with them long after they've gone
And I
home.
like it.
Right.
Okay, so the last two challenges that they talk about in this email
Okay.
are building confidence as a retreat leader
Yeah.
And then also addressing any gaps in your program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is really interesting.
What's interesting is they connect those two challenges with one solution.
Okay, tell me more.
Professional development.
Oh, interesting.
So they're basically saying, like, if you're a retreat leader and you want to feel really confident,
yeah,
and you want to make sure there are no gaps in your program, you need to invest in yourself.
So it's like a win-win. Because they're investing in themselves
yeah.
to provide a better experience
absolutely.
For the participants.
It comes full circle.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were designing a luxury retreat, what's one surprising element that you would include to make it stand out?
Mm. That's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a sucker for a good story.
Okay.
So maybe I'd bring in like a professional storyteller.
At a luxury retreat.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
And not just like someone to tell us stories, but like lead a workshop.
Oh, wow.
Where we could all like tap into our own stories and share them with each other.
Like around a campfire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love that.
So you've got that element of luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also connecting on a really deep level.
Because everybody has a story.
Exactly.
Like, love it.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, well, on that note, I think it's probably time for us to wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
But tell me, what do you think about that idea?
Of having a professional storyteller at a luxury retreat.
I mean, I think it sounds amazing.
Right.
I would love that.
Let us know.
Oh, well, what'd you think?
Down in the comments below.
Let's keep the conversation going.
All right. We'll see you next time.